Proclamation number 7834, dated the February 23rd, 1961. Blind faith is worthless. The human being shall believe, but he shall not believe blindly. He shall form a mental opinion about everything he is required to believe, and then let his heart decide whether to reject or accept it. This is what I expect of people. But I am not content with blind faith when a demand of such signifies a coercion of will, as I gave people completely free will. And you always have to bear the human being's freedom of will in mind. Then you'll also recognize whether doctrine has originated from me. For I gave you humans absolute freedom. I gave you no other commandments apart from the divine commandments of love, the fulfillment of which, however, also presuppose free will. So now I want to guide you into bliss, and for that reason I repeatedly convey my word to you. I instruct you and familiarize you with spiritual knowledge, and once again it is up to you to believe it or not. Yet you have to form your own opinion about it. You have to think about it and have the good intention to recognize and accept what is right. I don't expect you to blindly believe what you receive through my word. Yet I expect you to scrutinize it before you make a judgment, and after serious examination you'll also recognize the truth of what you are presented with, and then you will no longer believe blindly. But I cannot absolve many people from the accusation of having accepted spiritual values without checking them and then holding on to them, which, after serious consideration, they would have had to recognize as being untrue. Many people are satisfied with what was handed on to them by way of tradition, and they deem it wrong to dwell on it because this is what they were also taught. But how do they want to justify themselves one day? Every human being received from me the gift of faculty of thought, but does he make use of it? Why does he scrutinize the value of earthly commodities but refrains from doing so with spiritual goods? Why is the salvation of his soul of so little significance to each individual person that he would anxiously ask himself whether he can rely on the fact that he was offered the truth? Why is he indifferent to the truth? For truly, anyone who desires the truth will not live in darkness. And this state of indifference can be found wherever any kind of spiritual knowledge is unreservedly and without scrutiny accepted, because it originates from a specific source, and precisely this source was not made accessible by me, or the human being would live in truth and also clearly recognize it as such as soon as he forms an opinion of it. You, however, accept and believe blindly, and thus you strengthen the power of the one who is my adversary, who wants to push you into darkness and keep you there. For you have dedicated yourselves to an organization but not to me, who in fact wants to guide you to the light. However, you have free will, and therefore I have never proceeded forcibly but left the decision to you. And as long as you have searched for me in all sincerity, I allow myself to be found and kindle a bright light in you, which also clearly illuminates my adversary's activity. And every person can possess this light by just desiring the light. But it involves the sincere will to be released from my adversary, and this necessitates a close bond with me. And thus you need only ask yourselves whether you, who believe blindly because you are told to do so, feel impelled towards me. No one having sought this close bond with me has remained empty-handed, for I reveal myself to everyone and grant him the enlightenment which illumines his path ahead. For if he is searching for me, then love is in him too, which soon will bestow upon him the correct realization. And thus he will also be able to separate error from truth. He will no longer believe blindly. His bond with me will release him from my adversary, who will no longer be able to keep a person in darkness once he has seen the light, which makes him happy and only increases his desire for more light. And he will free himself from the influence of those who pretend to be my true representatives on earth, who do not live in truth themselves and therefore cannot distribute it either, who exert spiritual coercion on their followers, which can never correspond to my will, because earthly life is a matter of the human being's free decision of will, which is being prevented by the former. Amen.